Oh, what is it, Tommy?
It's Christmas, Mum. Can I have my presents now?
Oh, go back to sleep, you little brat.
Yes, go back to sleep, Tommy. It's far too early.
But you said I could have my presents first thing in the morning.
Oh, it's still the middle of the night.
So go back to bed.
You said I could have my presents when Dad got back from work.
I know.
And he's just come in the front door now.
Oh, my God.
Wait up, Pluto.
Welcome to the News Headline Bumper Christmas Annual, starring Roy Hodge, June Whitfield, and Chris Evans, with Peter Moss and the Headliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for Christmas what Robson and Jerome did for the Beatles. Tell you something, it's a damn good job Michael Howard wasn't around at Christmas 2,000 years ago, eh? Never mind Mary and Joseph not getting into the inn. They'd never have got into the bloody country, would they? This year on Headlines, we've decided to sort out the ideal Christmas presents for everybody. Like, for O.J. Simpson, a pair of gloves that fit. And for Nick Leeson, a 6.5-year diary. While Princess Diana gets a Christmas cracker. Yeah. It's the only thing she can pull that wouldn't write a book about it afterwards. Mind you, poor old Prince Charles has been plagued with poison pen letters. They turned out to be from a wisteria he once stood up, you know. It's a sort of plant, you see. But don't worry about it. Some easier stuff coming. And I see that Sophie and Edward have been out choosing a dress for the wedding. And next week they're going out to choose one for Sophie as well, isn't that nice? More ideal Christmas presents for Nicholas Soames, the Robbie Coltrane workout video. He's quite fat, don't worry about it. Drawing pictures in a minute, I see. For Prince Andrew, another chin. 3 aren't enough. And for our own Pete Moss, Bert Whedon's Playing a Day guitar book. Hollywood hooker Divine Brown won't reveal where she's spending Christmas this year, but I bet it's Lapland. Also during 1995, the National Lottery made 147 nobodies into millionaires. 148 if you count Anthea Turner, but there we are. And there was bad news for Greenpeace staff when jobs were cut at their London headquarters. Good news was, though, their P45s were all on recycled paper. I thought that. This year we also saw the emergence of New Labour, otherwise known as the political wing of the Conservative Party. But how about that fella who got into the Guinness Book of Records with the largest ever manhood? Well, I suppose he'd save buying a bookmark. And our final list of ideal gifts for Yuletide. For Fergie, corn plasters for safe sex. You remember her. How lovely. For Dudley Moore, an eye-level girl. And for Hugh Grant, Gillian Tailfall.
News Headlines proudly presents Miracle on Downing Street, starring John Major as the man who claimed to be the real Prime Minister.
Only to find no one believed in him anymore.
Ho, ho, ho. Hello, little boy. Come and sit on my knee.
Not bloody likely.
Oh, hold off then, you little brat.
Clark! How many times have I told you these dear little children are the voters of the future?
Oh, very well. Ho, ho, ho. Come on, little boy. Santa can see you now.
That's a surprise, the amount you've put away.
What?
Don't you notice he stinks of beer?
No, I don't. That's my aftershave, Old Spice.
More like Old Brown and Mild by the smell of it.
I'm going to tell my mummy.
Bog off then, you little brat.
Clark! I tell you what, sonny, you can have anything you want. Just ask me.
Well, I like my dad to have his job back. He was made redundant last year.
Yes?
And I'd like to move out to bed and breakfast into a proper house.
Gordon Bennett, we've got Charles Dickens writing for Headlines now.
And most of all,
yes,
I'd like a properly funded health and education service. What do you think, Mr. Major?
Bog off, you little brat.
No, 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 no,
No, no, little boy, please. No, 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 no.
John?
Oh, no.
Oh, what? John, beloved. Wake up. What's what? The matter?
Oh, oh, thank heavens for that. It was all a dream. Eat your heart out, Kenneth Branagh, eh?
Oh, my poor John, you must have been working too hard.
Yes, I've been so tired. What time is it?
Oh, it's Christmas Day, Johnny Kings. Should I get the stockings?
No, Norma, I said I'm too tired.
Silly.
Oh.
Well, actually, I couldn't get all yours in a stocking this year. I had to use a sack. Look at this one.
Oh, right. Oh, I wonder what it can be.
Now, careful with the sack, dearest.
Oh, yes, we may need it for the punchline later on, yes.
What are you doing? Get up, Winnie.
What?
Get up.
Oh, Winnie.
What are you doing inside my Christmas present, my Winnie?
Well, now, Prime Minister, don't say you've forgotten already.
Forgotten what?
Didn't you tell me yourself to make sure I was all wrapped up in time for Christmas?
Oh.
It's not easy either putting the finishing touches on. I couldn't work out where to stick the holly.
I could have told you.
Now then, Norma, it's the season of goodwill.
And what's he done with my present to you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. I got a bit peckish last night and I ate the lot.
You ate old Norma's present to me?
Very tasty they were, too.
They were socks.
Were they? Oh. That explains why they tickled me tonsils, then.
Still, it's appropriate for my Winnie, really.
Why is that, beloved?
Because it's knitwear.
Have you been at the Vimto again, Fluffy Bun?
Don't worry about the socks, Norman. I'll get him some more after the rush dies down. Honestly, why they have to have Christmas when all the shops are so crowded, I'll never know.
And that Jeremy Hanley, all is forgiven.
So, if you'll just give me my present, I'll be off.
Present?
You're a little tease, aren't you, bejesus? Just like me dear old mammy, God rest her soul. Used to hide them all over the place, she did, on top of the roof, down the bottom of the well, in the middle of the motorway. Honestly, you'd have thought the old dear was trying to get rid of me. So, where is the little fella? I know you've got me one.
Well, actually, I'm afraid we haven't. You see, ministers never give each other presents.
So, it's not because you don't like me, then?
Well, there's that as well, of course, yes.
Oh, of course we've got you a present, Mawinnie.
We have?
I knew it, I knew it, I knew it.
Bless him.
So, where is it, then?
At the foot of the bed, just what he needs.
What?
Of course! The sack! I told you we'd need it for a punchline, didn't we? And this year, more people than ever have flown off for a Christmas holiday abroad. But what exactly do people expect from a Yuletide break on the continent? News Hotline's team inquired further.
I changed my pound to pesetas. Oh, peanut meat, senoritas. Knocking back peanuts in the earth. Spending my Christmas in Spain. That saga tour proved quite a party. All women, wild nights and Frascati. And next year, if I'm feeling hearty, I might even tickle the plane. Oh, lay down your arms, friend.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen. When the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Silent night, holy night. Well, missus, did you enjoy that?
Hello?
Mr. Friggins. And what can I do for you this festive season? Is what I need to ask.
Well, Doctor, you know last week when you was operating on me and you accidentally set my buttocks alight?
Oh, yes. Yes, I was almost struck off, wasn't I?
Yes, so was I.
Yes.
Well, I woke up this morning and this had happened.
Good heavens. It's covered in dancing blue flames.
That's right, Doctor. It looks just like a Christmas pudding. Can you help me?
Well, I'm not sure. I better take another look. Oh, remarkable. Is that a silver threepenny bit stuck on top of it?
Yes, I think it's welded on,
yeah.
Doctor.
You won't get it off, that's for sure,
yeah? It's all the heat, sir. Is there any way you can put out these flames?
Well, I'd have thought the way your eyes are watering would have taken care of that, Mr. Finger. Let's have another butcher's at it. My word. Oh, those flames are fierce. You could roast your chestnuts by those.
Yeah. I'm painfully aware of that fact, Doctor. But what can I do? A pudding's no good to us.
No?
No, the wife always expects a goose for Christmas.
You always oblige, I suppose.
I do, yes, Doctor, yes.
Would, yes.
Can you prescribe anything for me?
Well, try this, sir. Look, it's a prescription for some brandy butter.
Brandy butter?
Yes, just rub it on.
How can I make brandy butter? I can't afford a whole bottle of brandy.
Oh, come, come, Mr. Friggins, no need for that. Anyone can see. You've already got a pair of miniatures.
After my appearance on Panorama, everyone thinks I'm a sensitive, caring soul. So I'd better bear that in mind when I buy my Christmas presents this year.
Absolutely, Your Highness.
I'd better make sure I buy things that are environmentally friendly and things that help charities, too.
Certainly, Princess.
Oh, look, I simply must have that. A novelty draft excluder. It'll be perfect for William's dorm at Eton.
I'm afraid that's not for sale, ma'am.
Why, I'm not too tedious little man.
That is a homeless person, Your Highness. And this year, of course, half the country went gooey-eyed over Lizzie and Darcy and their Christmas wedding in Pride and Prejudice, eh? But as scores everywhere ran out of the video, just how did Jane Austen fever affect the average household? Over now to a perfectly ordinary family, somewhere near you. We've renamed our bungalow, Netherfield Hall. The cats are now Mary and Lizzie.
When neighbors drop in, we pretend it's a ball.
Then dance a gavotte till they're dizzy. People like us can cause quite a fuss.
Dad will blow his toast horn on top of a bus.
We dressed for each part as those Bennets all would.
I practiced my streaks and my switches.
I've had to cut out second helping to put.
He's bulging right out of his bridges.
Hey, Darcy, I'm best swimming half dressed.
With this paper rub on his thermalite vest.
Great match.
We loathe Mr. Collins, that parson's mad thrush. Thinks any true Austin fan tearful.
Our vicar called round and now has a hot flush.
Then I tell him off with an earful.
We're so often shunned that quite frankly we stunned. But we've won an arts grant from the lottery fund.
Yes. Oh,
I have to be there.
We spy with one's little eye something beginning with C.
Oh, Christmas cake. Cards. Let's see what's on the tree. Oh, no, not blasted chocolate corgis again. Oh, come on, Liz. This is so confounded boring.
Well, we can't watch television, Philip. Not since the Diana interview when you put your foot through the set. Which reminds one, where is Diana? Still playing hide and seek?
Yes, I suppose so. You know, it's a long while since I've played, but are you sure we're meant to count up to 10 million before we look for her? Is there another game we can try?
Charades again? Where we have to guess the film or book?
Not after last time. Barely positive I put my back out miming James Hewitt's. Oh, dear. I'm so bored. Where's my gun?
Oh, come along, Philip. It can't be that difficult for us all to make our own entertainment.
That's what got most of this family into trouble in the first place. Now, let's have a look at these confounded cards. Oh, hey, look, here's one from New Zealand. Your trip down under went mighty fine. We waved our flags, stuck up our thumbs. You're welcome back here any time if you don't mind looking at Maori bums. I am.
So that's what the picture on the front is.
Hmm?
We thought it was two Christmas puddings.
Very uncomfortable place to have a sprig of holly, but... And speaking of pains in the...
Mumsy, Pops, festive greetings and a hearty wash.
Put that confounded mistletoe back where it belongs, not over the footman boy.
And are you having a Merry Christmas, Edward, dear?
Super, Mumsy. This is the busiest time for us media folk. I tell you, all my boys at Ardent can't wait to see my Christmas box. That's why I'm disguised as something you only see this time of year.
A snowman?
Yes, you like it. Sophie gave me a hand. I've got snow arms, snow legs.
If you ask me, you've got snow...
Philip. Top hat, tight. Coal for eyes, and this.
Yeah, I think that carrot's meant to be your nose, boy. And get away from the blasted fire. You're dripping all over the shag pile here.
Edward, dear, your father's feeling a trifle bored.
Yes.
Can you do something to cheer him up?
Like emigrate.
Sure thing, Mumsy. Why not a traditional party game? Want to try hunting the thimble?
Oh, all right, then. Here goes. Come on, boy, you can throw them higher than that, can't you?
Do be careful, Philip. You're blowing the cards off the mantelpiece. And don't remember this one.
Which one's that worth?
'Tis the hour for season's greeting and memories of pleasures fleeting. Beneath the tree, inside the stable, hot steamy nibbles on the table. In all these places, you admit we'd do it. A certain princess and James Stewart. Oh, and there's a P.S.
What?
Don't make a crisis out of drama. Do worse and go on panorama.
Oh, the cheek. The blighter sent us the same one last year. Here, give me the card, Liz. I'll stick it on the tree with the ornaments here. God, dear, this is a dashed ugly one. Some sort of gargoyle with massive wings on the side of its head.
Oh, steady on, painter. Stop pulling one's ears, will you?
Charles, what are you doing under the blasted tree, boy?
Happy Christmas, Charles, dear. But do come out. You know, we don't hide your presence beneath the tree anymore.
No, not after the confounded trouble we had trying to fit whales under there.
Oh, yes, one remembers those yuletides of yore, waking on icy Christmas mornings, one's breath freezing in the air, wondering where everyone was.
Oh, come on, boy. It wasn't every year we forgot to collect you from boarding school.
Well, at least we're all together now, dear, enjoying a traditional family Christmas.
Hey, do you think Auntie Margaret will come round?
Not for hours, by the look of her, no. At least she's got the right bally idea. Oh, hell's teeth. I'm so bored.
Oh, don't be tiresome, Philip. We've done our best to entertain you with traditional games. We've already played Stately Housey Housey.
Yes, and Musical Thrones.
How about... Pass the piss... Oh. How about Pass the Peerage? Watch her, everyone. Festive greetings and a merry Noel Edmonds.
Grandmama, are you having a traditional Christmas?
Oh, well, it's not a patch on the old ones, Chazza. You know, back in the war, we'd always kick off with dinner, sitting down to a big dish of sprouts and beans, gas masks at the ready. Then, while we was tucking in by the light of the flames...
Of the blazing pod?
No, the East End, dear. After all that, while the Duke and Duchess of Kent was off doing the dishes, we played party games. We tried sardines. T'weren't no good, though.
Why?
They was on ration.
Oh.
We had to stick to postman's knock. Oh, that was tiring.
Tiring? Why?
More deliveries in them days. The postman did it 5 times a day.
Well, little Paul Daniels, eh? I see.
Not bad for a penny either. Mind you, there was one game the family never got the hang of. And looking at what our Chazzer and his lot's been up to, I don't think it ever will.
A game we still don't understand, Mar-in-law. What's that? Ah, you mean...
Yes, Philopides. Happy family.
Bad luck if you're poor, you'll suffer this year. I'll tell you what for. Kenneth Clark is coming to town. He doesn't have deer, he doesn't have sleigh. Goodbye to good cheer, the fire doesn't blaze. Kenneth Clark is coming to town.
He knows when you've been jolly, he knows when you've been cross.
It will not matter either way, cause he doesn't give a
tinker's cut. We can't afford pies, we can't afford mince.
It wouldn't be wise, especially since Kenneth Clark is coming to town.
No hobby have we for getting our poles. We haven't a tree
or tinsel
or bowl. Kenneth Clark is coming.
Yes, the children all come flocking to find the Christmas tree. But all that's in their stockings now is their frozen little feet.
No cranberry sauce.
We haven't a sprout.
No turkey, of course.
So stuffing is out.
Kenneth Clark is coming to town.
And here's the last from Social Security.
He knows who's had good fortune and who's had rotten luck.
But don't ask him to help you, friend, because he doesn't give a
thing. Pudding. We can't afford pudding. We can't afford dates.
Some nuts would be good. There's room on our plate.
Kenneth Clark is coming to town.
No crackers or chops. No bottle or port. No tiger, no socks, because we're all a bit short.
Kenneth Clark is coming.
You mean the big fat man with a pint of beer?
Santa Clark is coming to town.
Look out, old Clark is back.
And finally, the Hudlines predictions for 1996.
Rod Stewart says he's hoping for a sixth child.
Having married and divorced the first five.
The government is forced to take action when motorists report seeing hundreds of cracks appearing on the M25.
Yes. They make the workmen wear tighter belts on their jeans.
Bill Carling goes for the Grand Slam.
Now he's after Fergie and Anne.
The pub landlord is stunned when all the coasters from his tables are stolen.
Police call it the drinks mat robbery.
Sir Cliff Richard gets a proposal of marriage from a younger woman.
Well, why shouldn't the Queen Mum find happiness again, eh?
Paul McKenna takes up smoking.
And cures himself of hypnosis.
Delia Smith will launch a new recipe phone service telling callers 101 things to do with ice cream.
Oh, blimey, not another Cone's hotline, eh?
The biggest event of the year will be a royal wedding, the one between Edward and Sophie.
But to be on the safe side, the palace will be issuing commemorative mugs labelled his and hers.
Another record will be broken when a 72-year-old pensioner becomes pregnant.
Well, at least you won't have to worry about the stretch marks.
And that's the end of the Hudlines predictions for 1996.
But I'll be back next year unless I sell all my love letters from Di. Ta-da, ta-da!
That was the News Hudlines Bumper Christmas Annual, starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield, with Peter Moss and the Hudliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Common, Michael Dines, Chet Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Stoneman and Adam Bostock-Smith, Ben Ward and Dave Lamb, Mark Brissenden, Alex Stepaniak and Malcolm Leeds and Glenn Mitchell, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Felix Riley and Simon Littlefield, Nick Thomas, Stuart Curry, Jim Bond and Roger Minty, Teddy Godin and Bob and Barbara Bolton, Faye Dickinson, James McConaughey, John Finch, Martin Seymour and Steve Johnson, and Ron Pritchard.
All of whom have stopped believing in our producer.
Santa, Phil Barker, not forgetting his little helper, Viv Groove.
Thank you. It was Christmas Day at the palace and the Queen was pulling her crackers. Prince Edward invited his girlfriend to help him play his maracas. Making up their own jokes out here, folks. But not very many of them. There we are. Prince Charles had invited Camilla through need of an intimate chum. He'd also invited their offspring, who sadly arrived with their mum. Camilla and Di kept their distance until finally daggers were drawn. They grabbed Charlie's legs like a wishbone until more than his trousers were torn. The women were fighting like demons, creating a terrible drama, and Diana was using some language she'd picked up while on Panorama. Camilla bent down for an instant. Diana had caught her unwary. So that's why the tree at the palace... as Camilla instead of a fairy.